Yesterday, I was in Muncie, Indiana, watching these girls play for a state championship my senior year, and it's awesome to see how far they've come under new coach Erica Garrison, who's now she's a staple in this. She took off right where Scott McDonald left off, and it's awesome to see the program going that way.
Yeah, program was there last year as well in Muncie and come up short in the state finals last year. But tonight it's sectional 26 as the Northview Knights take on the Owen Valley Patriots. We just got done watching Brownstown beat West Vigo 3-0, and the winner of this game will take on Brownstown at 1 p.m. on Saturday, October 19th, right here at Owen Valley. Jacob, tonight the Lady Knights come in with a 15-15 record, but one key to tonight's game, Cambry Lucas is suited up and back in the starting lineup for your Lady Knights.
Yeah, she's an absolute stud. She's going full-ride scholarship to UT Martin in Tennessee. You know, I really give her a lot of credit because she's a D1 person getting ready to, you know, go have the time of her life playing Division I athletics. And I feel that a lot of people in her situation would just can the rest of the season, focus on getting
teammate.
Yeah,
she's
focus on
player.
Getting healthy for the next year and for her future. But she comes out doing everything she can so that she can play with this team and make sure that tonight's not the last night that they, you know, of the season.
Yep.
And I really respect that out of her because I know she's going to be playing hurt, but she's going to fight through the adversity, and she's going to come out and do her job to make sure that this team can keep going on and play Brownstown Central on Saturday. And you really got to give props and tip your cap to that.
All right, we'll take our first commercial break. We'll be back with the starting lineups. You're listening to Northview Volleyball on WAMV.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth-generation company that has received multiple Supplier Quality and Supplier of the Year awards while servicing the automotive industry for over 25 years. If you're ready to join their team, apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil, or on their website, morrismfg.com. Everyone at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil wishes good luck to the Northview Knights all season long.
When a business has been around for more than 21 years, they must be doing something right. Sisters Antique Mall in downtown Brazil is a gold mine for anyone looking for unique collectibles, furniture, antiques, and even toys. Sisters Antique Mall is open Wednesday through Saturday, and then the first and last Sunday of the month. With more than four rooms full of antiques, treasures, and gems, you won't be leaving empty-handed. Sisters Antique Mall, come shop.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Owen Valley High School as your Lady Knights take on the Owen Valley Patriots in sectional 26 first round action. Jacob, tonight's going to be something nice here for us. It's going to be a little weather break because we're going to be indoors, but just want to let everybody know that we will be on the air tomorrow night from Indian Creek as the Northview football team fights for a WIC championship. The Knights will take on Indian Creek. We will be on the air at 7:15 for the pregame show. But tonight, these Lady Knights, 15-15, take on the 17-11 Owen Valley Patriots. The Knights have led by Cambry Lucas. Cambry Lucas comes into this game with 404 kills and done something, 486 receptions, but done something. She set a bunch of records here for the Lady Knights for, you know, volleyball. For Owen Valley, their key player is Gross, Allison Gross, and also a 5'10 senior with 506 kills. Total blocks, 43 for Gross. Her Goss, 89 serving aces for Goss. She is just a flat-out outstanding volleyball player. Jacob, the way this will work is it's best of five, so we're guaranteed three. It will be fast. We won't have a lot of commercial breaks. Volleyball is one of those things that you can't really paint the picture. It happens so fast. We'll try keeping you up to date as far as service points, service aces, and kills and that such sort. But like we said, back in the lineup tonight is Cambry Lucas. She will be the libero tonight, wearing number 14. Also in the starting lineups, Izzy Horrell. Number 6, that's Madeline Koistra. Number 5, Maisie Pell. Number 2, Katie Anderson. And number 16, that's Destiny Burns. Those will be your 6 starters for the Knights. For the Owen Valley Patriots, you've got number 7, that's Hallie Frank. number 14, Hannah Patterson. And we're getting ready to serve. We'll get you the rest of them when we go, as Madeline Koister is set to lead things here for the night. She's going to have her first serve. Set by Owen Valley, and up for the kill is number 12, and it's a dig by Lucas. And the Knights volley right back over as Lucas gets it over. We got a nice block, comes down here into the net. That's going to be a point for Owen Valley, as it's going to be a net on number 9. That's Mackenzie Barger, and Owen Valley will serve. Serves up and over for Hannah Patterson, and a nice play there by the Lady Knights. Just dip it over the net by Koister, and that's going to be out. And it's going to be a turnover here, and the Knights will have service. The score is 1-1. Back to serves Katie Anderson for the Lady Knights. Anderson, nice hard serve to the middle, and that's set by Allie Frank. In for the kill is number 12. That's Allison Goss, and a dig by Lucas over the net to Owen Valley, and it's hit deep and it's out, and that's going to be a service point for the Knights. The Knights 2-1. Katie Anderson will remain your service ace. Anderson, nice hard serve into the middle, and another one hit in, and it's in by the Patriots. That's number 8, Hannah Elliott. She picks up the point on the kill. Emma Bolt set to serve for Owen Valley. Bolt, just a sophomore. Nice running jump serve, and that's way out. Underneath the basket, that'll be Point Northview, 3-2. Jacob, it's fast pace.
It sure is. I keep seeing when a good time to come in would be, but by golly, we got a teeter-totter effect. Both teams coming out strong so far. This is an interesting game.
Cambry Lucas set to serve for the Knights. Played well, and a nice block by the Knights. That's number 15, Izzy Horrell. Izzy up high on the net, and that's going to make it 4-2 Knights, and Lucas will serve.
See if she can pick up right where she left off here, Brad.
Nice soft serve to the middle. It's going to be put up by Owen Valley. Tip right into the middle. That's a nice play there by Allison Goss. Goss just tips that right over the net. We got our first substitution for Owen Valley. Catherine Triddle will come in. And set to serve for the Patriots is Allison Goss. Goss, a senior. And she hits it right into the net. Point Knights, 5-3. Subbing in for Northview's number 1, that's Millie Pell. Millie, just a freshman, coming in to serve, as Maisie Pell will have a seat. Freshman serves up and over for Pell. Set by the Patriots, and a block at the net by Izzy Horrell. And Owen Valley gets it set back up. We got a kill by number 5. That's Catherine Triddle, who came in on that substitution. And Triddle picks up the point for the Patriots, 5-4. Now serving for the Patriots, Elliott. Hannah Elliott. Hannah's a senior. Nice running jump serve over the net. Played well by the Knights. And we got a net violation by the Knights. That's going to be on number 2. That's Katie Anderson, the junior. And that's going to be Point Patriots, 5-5. Coach Erica Garrison barking out orders to the Lady Knights. And it serves out. Deep serve again by the Patriots. Home court not playing too well here for the Patriots, as two serves now in a row been deep for Allison Goss. Destiny Burns set to serve for the Knights. Destiny, a junior. And that's out, far left, onto the near side here. What do you think, Jacob?
I'll tell you what. I'm thinking that we're going to see some kills eventually, because if I remember anything about this court, is, man, is it springy. You can get up on this playing basketball here. You know, me being the unathletic white boy I was, I
you
could never
dunk.
But I felt like I could touch rim here, man. So I'm ready to see these girls get up and get some nice kills.
Well, Patriots get the serve over, and it's played back by Destiny Burns. Set up, and it's kill. Nice kill there by the Knights for number 6, Madison Koistra. Koistra puts the Knights up 7-6. Back to serve will be Izzy Horrell. Izzy's a senior. Her and Cambry Lucas, Koister, all three seniors for this Knights team. Very veteran-led squad. That's out on the kill by 12, Allison Goss, and the Knights will make it 8-6. Izzy's been here for that long run last year on state finals. She's a four-year player. Nice serve by Koistra. And a nice net play there by Catherine Triddle to put that right down on the floor. And a substitution, Hallie Frank will come back in to serve as Hallie Frank. That is, she'll come in to serve and having a seat for the Patriots, Triddle. Serves over. It's played well by Destiny Burns. Set, and the kill is out. That was by Paige Hamilton. Hamilton, a junior for the Patriots, and the Knights will have service. Madeline Koister will go back to serve with a 9-7 advantage. Koister, nice soft serve to the middle. Played well by the Patriots. Hit to the back to Cambry Lucas. Cambry sets it up, and it's a kill, and it's out. That was close. That was by 6, Madeline Koistra. And that was just out. Nice call there by the line judge. Makes it 8-9 Patriots.
Referees in the stands didn't agree with it, though.
Service by Patterson's, played by Lucas. And Koistra, or Maisie Pell answers there with a nice kill for the Knights. Knights take a 10-8 advantage, and back to serve for the Knights will be Katie Anderson. Anderson steady, standing straight and tall on her serve. And that's a kill for the Patriots, number 3, Paige Hamilton. Checking in for the Patriots is 19, Christian Richardson, a junior, and it's 10-9 Knights. Emma Bolt service for the Patriots.
This is a dogfight early, Brad. Both teams going back and forth at each other. If it's going to be like this the rest of the night, we're going to be in for a good one.
And Lucas with the dig, and it's a set by Burns, but it's out, played out of bounds for the Knights. 10-10. Going back for the serve for the Knights, or for the Patriots, is Emma Bolt for the Patriots' first chance at a lead. Dig by Lucas, set by Anderson, and played well by the Patriots. Off the net with a kill was Allison Goss. Blocked out of bounds by the Knights. That was Mackenzie Barger. And the Patriots take their first lead at 11-10. Got to thank Dennis Porter for coming in tonight. Dennis back in the studio switching this all up for us. And the serve by Emma Bolt, played by the Knights. Lucas with the hard hit to the back row. Nothing there. Played by the Patriots, and that's another ace or another kill by Allison Goss as it's 12-10. And we've got a timeout. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Knights Volleyball on WAMB.
It's construction sale time at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil. During our Jeep Adventure Days, get a Jeep Gladiator as low as $369 per month or a Renegade up to $8,000 off and a Jeep Cherokee $6,000 off. And during Ram Power Days, get as much as $10,000 off a Ram pickup. Only at one place, the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil, where we're not number one, you are.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one at York.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. The Straight Answer Auto Shop.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Owen Valley High School, Northview Lady Knights Volleyball, as the Knights are trailing 13-10 to Owen Valley as Katie Anderson set to serve for the Patriots. Lucas with the dig, set by Katie Anderson, and the Patriots going to hit it right back over the net. Lucas will save it, and Destiny Burns and Madison Koister hook up to get it over the net. Koister with the dig. And nice kill there by Mackenzie Barger. And the Knights will get the service back 13-11 And it looks like Lucas will be serving. Cambry Lucas making her comeback tonight after a lengthy outage with ankle injury. Lucas hard serve played by Hallie Frank. And it's hit off the net by the Knights, number 15. That's Izzy Horrell on the block, and it goes out of bounds. And the Patriots pick up the point 14-11 and service.
So, yeah, I'll tell you what, though, Brad. I mean, if there's one thing I do know about volleyball, it's a game of momentum. And both teams are doing a good job, I think, of killing each other's momentum. Really, no team has had a chance to get on a run here.
Allison Goff set to serve for the Patriots. She hits it hard. Knights get it back over the net. Played well by the Patriots. Patriots set it up. And it looks like Lucas is going to set. And nothing there for the Knights. They just tip it back over the net. Goss goes up and hits another one. That is Katrina Triddle. Goss with the set, Triddle with the kill. Makes it 15-11, and Goss will have serve for the Patriots.
It's Triddle's second kill of the night. She's leading the Patriots in that category.
Goss with a hard service. Goss throws it up. Pretty stationary. Nice down. Played well by the Knights. Set up for Maisie Pell. Pell just tips it over the net. And another unplayed. That was an error by the Knights. They just let that ball fly right back in the back corner. And that's Kristen Richardson picking up the kill. Could have very well been played by the Knights, but they didn't. And Allison Goss set to serve with the 16-11 lead for the Patriots. Goss hard hit and ace. Goss with the ace just on the line as Lucas and Pell watched it hit between them.
Yeah, she's got some wicked spin on that serve.
Yes,
I'd hate to be on the other side of that. That's for darn sure, Brad.
17-11 Patriots. Goss serving. Goss hits it hard. Another ace. Destiny Burns tried setting it or digging it out, but couldn't get it. 18-11. 5-point run here for Owen Valley. Knights are getting in that danger zone. You want to keep it on 7-8 points. Goss throws it up. Hard hit. Back line set, dug by Lucas. Burns sets it. Tipped over by the Knights. Nice save there by the Lady Knights. Lucas, hard hit to the back line. Cambry, you can tell she's just not herself. Hits up another ace or another kill for number 19. That's Kristen Richardson. And it's 19-11, Owen Valley.
Yeah, I hate to see it, but Lucas right there tried to go get that one, and she limped away after.
Yeah.
Hate to see it.
19-11. Goss throws up the serve. Wow, nice serve, but great dig by Cambry. Cambry hits it hard to the back line. It's out. 20-11, the Knights trail. And we got another timeout. We'll be right back. You're listening to Northview Volleyball on WAMB.
Your hometown pharmacy.
I always hear my mother and father talking about old-fashioned service and how the days of being treated special just don't happen anymore. Then I always say, what about Lynn's Pharmacy? More than just a friendly staff, Lynn's Pharmacy has trained, knowledgeable people. Old-fashioned service, the latest equipment and care, plus all the great treats that you can only get at the soda fountain at Lynn's. It's easy to be cutting edge, especially when you do it the old-fashioned way.
Here at Lynn's Pharmacy, downtown Brazil.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth-generation company that has received multiple Supplier Quality and Supplier of the Year awards while servicing the automotive industry for over 25 years. If you're ready to join their team, apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil, or on their website, morrismfg.com. Everyone at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil wishes good luck to the Northview Knights all season long.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Lady Knights trail 20-11 as Goss set to serve for the Patriots, and she hits it out. That's going to be huge for the Knights as Jacob, they pick up their 12 point. It's 20-12. Coming in is a freshman, Millie Pell, to serve for the Knights. Pell hits it to the back line. Tipped back over by Owen Valley with the save. Set and a kill for the Knights, Madeline Koistra, and it's 20-13. Millie Pell, nice serve there for the Knights to set that rally up. We're trailed by 7. Pell hits it short this time. Played well by the Patriots. Back line. Set by Katie Anderson. And it's tipped over the net, and it's going to be an error on the Knights. Madeline Koistra, and it's 21-13. Owen Valley serves. Hannah Elliott. Elliott, a senior. Elliott throws it up, hits it, middle, back row. Played by the Knights, and it's out. Hit out by the Knights. That's Madeline Koistra hitting it long again. It's 22-13. Knights have got to get a stop here, Jacob.
Yeah, both teams are struggling with missing deep right there. I don't know if you call it tighten it up a little bit or what the terminology is, but both teams have been struggling with that back line.
Hannah Elliott served for the Patriots over, and well played by the Knights. Knights set it up, and that's going to be Koistra. Hits it over, but the good dig by the Patriots. Ball set. Here comes Koistra on the kill, and it's going to be a net violation on Owen Valley's Hannah Patterson, and the Knights will pick up the point and the serve. Destiny Burns going back to serve for the Knights, trailing 22-14.
Hey, don't count them out. Right now's the time, though, you got to get hot, get a streak going here. Go on a run.
Burns hits to the back row, and it's a good set, and Lucas comes up with the dig. And a block there by the Patriots. That was number 5, Catherine Triddle. Triddle put Koistra's kill right back in the Knights' face, and it's 23-14, serving for the Patriots. Number 19, Kristen Richardson. Koistra just tips it over the net. Here comes the kill, and the block by the Knights will go right off the chest of Izzy Horrell, and Owen Valley picks up the point, and it's match point, 24-14, game point. Nice save there by Lucas, and Owen Valley hits it over, and it's blocked by the Knights. Double hit, and that's going to be the first game. Owen Valley, 25, the Knights, 14. We'll take a commercial break, and we'll recap this when we get back. You're listening to Northview Volleyball on WAMB.
My name is Jeremy Montgomery. I'm the Energy Services Specialist at Park County RMC. We wanted to reach out to our members and inform you that through our Power Moves program, we have $1,500 in rebates for the install of geothermal systems. This can be combined with an additional $800 in bill credits, and until the end of 2019, there is a 30% federal credit. For details, contact our office, or for additional energy efficiency tips and rebates, visit parkcountyremc.com.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back. As the Knights fall in the first set, 25-14. Jacob, recap this a little bit. What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you what. Starting early on in the set, both teams were going back and forth with each other, but then Owen Valley got on a run, and I don't know. I'll tell you what. You know, once Owen Valley got it on the run, they were going a little bit. It kind of seemed that the confidence and the intensity of Northview's side, Northview's team, kind of diminished a little bit. And that's something that, you know, and I guarantee you Coach Garrison's getting on them right now. You got to stay up. You got to put aside that last set or last match, and you just got to take it one at a time. Because any time you get down on yourself as a team looking forward, that's never going to be a good thing. You know, it's easy to be energetic and optimistic when things are going good. But right now, like we talked about with football, you got to be comfortable being uncomfortable. Yep. And being down a set is something that's very uncomfortable, especially when it's win or go home. So
I think against the Patriots.
Yeah, and I think that's right now, that's the message Coach Garrison's saying, to say we're still in this. We know that we can play. We know we can compete. So let's go out and do it. So I look for some fire coming out here in set 2.
Yeah, and it's been a long time since Northview hasn't won sectionals. I mean, it's going to be – you know, if they don't pull this, come back over, you know, it's going to be tough on this Lady Knights team. So we're getting ready to start set number 2. And we can't do this without all of our sponsors. I know it's fast-paced, don't really get an opportunity to go through them all, but we can't do it without Riddell National Bank, Park County RMC, U.S. Lawns, Great Dane Trailers, Indiana Farm Bureau, Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer, Timberland, Lorenz Service, PDF, York Automotive, and Morris Manufacturing. Well, Jacob, here we go. Set number two, the Knights trail 1-0. And the Patriots will have service. Serving for the Patriots will be number seven, Haley Frank, has the same starting lineups for both teams. Frank serve over Dick by Michaela Barger. Patriots set it up, and a nice block at the net there by Mackenzie Barger.
Nice.
Knights pick up the first point, and they lead again. We led that first set 11-4, and then Owen Valley went on a big run and got their first lead at 12-11.
It's a game of momentum, Brad.
Service for the Knights is Koistra. Koistra gets a hard serve, played middle back row. Set up well, and what a kill by Goss. Allison Goss with another kill, and that come from the second hash, the front volleyball line, and wow, that girl can get up and play. Owen Valley picks up the point 1-1. 14, Hannah Patterson serving. Hits net, played well by the Knights. Koistra hit hard, and that's going to almost bounce in for a basket. That was a nice kill by Madeline Koistra, and it's played off the backboard, and the Knights will have the lead 2-1. Subbing in for the Knights will be Siddeley Clark, and serving for the Knights will be Katie Anderson. Siddeley Clark, a sophomore, getting her first action. Nice service there, and another kill by Goss. And it hits off of number five and out of bounds. That was hit off of Maisie Pell. So it's 2-2, and Emma Bolt will serve. Bolt with that nice long serve, and Knights with
great
a nice
job.
Play getting it back. It was hard to explain that. And it's a set, and up is Koistra. Koistra tips it over the net. We got a net violation by the Patriots as Maisie Pell tips that over for the Knights. And it's 3-2 Northview. Serving will be Lucas. Checking in. Checking into the lineup for the Knights is Izzy Horrell. Lucas, hard serve into the just in between the front and second row. And that's hit deep by Goss, and that's out. And Lucas will remain serving, and it's 3-3. Nope, what are we doing here? We over. Now, wait. They give that point to Owen Valley.
Huh.
They overruled the call by the line judge.
I don't know. I feel the line judge was right, but.
Allison Goss with the serve. Set, and a kill for Izzy Horrell's dugout by the Owen Valley. Goss with the set, and nice hard hit there by the Patriots' five triddle, but it goes into the net, and the Knights will pick up the point.
Good blocks and right there by Pell and Horrell right there.
Michaela Barger checks in to serve for the Lady Knights. Michaela, a freshman. Played by the Patriots, set, and here comes Goss. Goss just tips it over. Set, and Siddeley Clark with the kill attempt, but it's dug out nicely by the Patriots. And that's hit hard by Kristen Richardson. It goes out. That's going to be a point Knights, and the Knights take a 5-3 advantage.
Tell you what, I think it's awesome seeing these underclassmen getting time here in the sectional. Just shows you how pivotal they were this season. And, you know, at this point, you got to grow up quick, as I like to say.
Michaela Barger hits it deep into the back line, and Goss digs it out. Set up there by the Knights. And Lucas, just they get it back over the net. Set for the volley here. Oh, nice. Nice play there by the Knights to dig that one back out. Double hit, and that's going to be a lift on the Patriots. First air by the Patriots, and the Knights 6-3.
This could be the momentum Northview needs right here.
Yeah.
Crowd's getting into it a little bit, overtaking the home crowd of the Patriots a tad with the noise level. Let's see if the girls feed off of that.
Michaela Barger hits it deep, and that's out. That's going to be a service error. Makes it 6-4 Patriots. Patriots will have service as Hannah Elliott. Elliott, the senior. Elliott, nice hard hit, played well by Lucas. Set, and Sitta Clark hits it over the net. Patriots play it. Here comes the kill, and Lucas digs it out and saves it, but she's slow getting up. Nice block at the net by number five. That's Catherine Triddle, and Olm Valley 6-5. Elliott serve, dug out by the Knights nicely. Sitta Clark goes over the line. That's going to be a line lane violation there by the Knights, and it ties it up 6-6. Elliott with three service points now and ties this one up. Elliott hits it hard to the back row. It's played well by the Knights. Knights tip it back. Block at the net by Madeline Koistra, and the Knights pick up the point 7-6, and Destiny Burns checks in. Siddeley Clark will have a seat. Burns will come in to serve.
Graduated with Desi's brother, Hunter Slack.
Yeah.
It's crazy to see she's out here being an upperclassman here on the volleyball stage.
Service over, played by the Patriots. Blocked at the net by Izzy Horrell. Horrell with another block, two blocks in a row for Horrell. And they set it up, and it's hit hard and long by Maisie Pell, and the Patriots will have service, and it's tied 7-7. Kristen Richardson set to serve for the Patriots. Barely hits it over the net. Knights dig it out, and Koistra just gets it playable for the Patriots, and that's going to be four hits by the Patriots, and the Knights will pick up the point and service.
Another teeter-totter start to the set, just like set number one, and let's see if a team's going to break away, kind of like Omaha Valley did. Hopefully it'll be Northview this time.
And coming in to serve is for Knights, Izzy Horrell. Horrell hits it way hard. And that's going to be a service error, and it's 8-8. Owen Valley.
I'll tell you, this court might be tilted a little bit to that end because Owen Valley was struggling hitting it deep that way too. And
might be the shadow. You never know.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Serving for the Patriots is Haley Frank. Frank hits it to the middle. Burns sets it. And that's going to be just barely tipped over the net by Koistra. And here comes the hard-hitting Allison Goss for another kill. Goss gets up there about 7 foot off the ground, and with those long arms, she just puts it right down the Knights' face. Service played to the middle to the Knights. And that's it's hit hard and out. That was kind of questionable. Mackenzie Barger was set well for the kill, but hits it deep, and it's 10-8 Owen Valley. Haley Frank's service back again to the back row. And just hit over the net by the Knights. And there's Goss again with another kill. Hit right down at Destiny Burns, and no chance to play that one. 11-8 Patriots.
Goss's fifth kill so far of the contest. I'd say it's safe to say she's probably going to be playing college ball somewhere, just like Lucas.
Timeout, Northview will take one. You're listening to Northview Volleyball on WAMB.
Dust off your bowling shoes, grab that bowling ball, because it is time to form your league at Vigo Bowl. Youth League, Women's League, Men's League, and Senior League. If you can bowl, you can join. And don't forget, Vigo Bowl has open bowling, and you can even host your birthday party there. Knock down some pins at Vigo Bowl, 210 South 9th and a Half Street in Terre Haute. Give them a call at 812-232-6800.
Process Development and Fabrication in Brazil wants to congratulate Northview Athletics on a phenomenal 2018-19 sports season. Whether you need a small piece of equipment for inspection purposes, a 900-foot assembly line, or even an entire plant design and layout, there is no project that is too small or too large for PDF Inc. to handle. They are building for the world. PDF Inc. is always interested in creative, dependable people. If that sounds like you, visit pdfinc.com/careers to send in your resume.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Owen Valley's. I'm Brad Wallace. Beside me, Jacob Harden. Jacob, the Knights are trailing 11-8 here, and Owen Valley has service, and that's going to be a point. Owen Valley, 12-8. And the Knights already lost the first match or first set of this match here at Owen Valley.
Yeah, Owen Valley doing a great job of really keeping the momentum overall. Every time the Knights get a little spark, they dampen it.
Nice play there by Cambry Lucas. She set up playing a different role in the back line as Lucas just hits that over the net and picks up the point for the Knights. Nice to see her out on the court, but you can tell she's just not herself and she's a little out of position here.
Oh, yeah.
Service for the Knights is Koister. Koister hits it over. It's played by Owen Valley. Owen Valley hits it back into the net where it's blocked by Mackenzie Barger, but it's blocked out of bounds. And just like that, Owen Valley wins the service, and it's 13-9. Lucas digs it out. Set up and hit over by Koister. And up for Owen Valley is Allison Goss, and she gets another kill for Goss.
She does a good job mixing
because yes, she does.
As a defender on the opposite side, you don't know if she's going to spike a 100-mile-per-hour kill at you or she's going to loft it over, and she's doing a good job mixing it up and keeping the Knights on their toes, that's for sure.
Block at the net by Goss, and that's going to be point Owen Valley, 15-9, and the Patriots still have service as Hannah Patterson serves with a six-point lead. What a serve dug out by Lucas, tipped over the net, and that's not going to be playable by the Patriots. Nice net play there by number two, being Katie Anderson for the Knights. Katie Anderson, a junior, and she will have service and trails 15-10. Siddeley Clark checks back in as Destiny Burns will have a seat. And that service by Katie Anderson hit the leading part of the net, didn't even have a chance to go over. Coach Garrison not happy with that at all. 16-10, Owen Valley serving. Emma Bolt, hard played by Lucas. Set up, and it's just going to be tipped over the net by Mackenzie Barger. Richardson with the kill. Kristen Richardson set up nicely by the Owen Valley Patriots, and it's 17-10. Jacob Emma Bolt with a nice serve there, and the Knights really not much here on the defensive side.
Yeah.
Bolt hits it over, played up short, and the Knights are just going to have to tip it over the net by Katie Anderson. Another set up here, and Goss tips it back line. What a play by Goss. She picks up another kill, and Goss is just tearing us apart. It's 18-10. Left, right, wherever she wants it.
Yeah, according to my count, it's her eighth kill already of the contest. And like we talked about, she's mixing it up between the 100-mile-per-hour spike and the little loft. And
yep.
I would assume that's pretty hard to defend because you don't know what's coming.
Lucas tries setting it.
Good
Burns
play there by
it.
Desi Burns. Good hustle.
Hit over by the Knights. Set back up, and nice little tip there by Richardson. Up on the net's Goss. Almost a block, but that's going to be nice play there by the Knights. That's number five. That's Maisie Pell. Maisie Pell picks up her first kill. Her second, maybe.
I got her for third.
Third kill. Yeah. There we go.
Got her for third.
It's 18-11. Lucas set to serve. Lucas hits it short. No jumping. Lucas's serves. You can tell she's still nursing that ankle injury. Lucas hits it back line. It's saved by the Patriots. Richardson hits it. Knights with a nice play there. Oh, nice setup there by the Lady Knights, but played well by the Patriots. They volley back and forth, both teams. Both teams defensively really sound right here. And here comes Goss. Goss comes up and kills that one right into the line judge's belly.
Yeah, I'm sure that can't feel good on the old tummy.
19-11.
It's like it doesn't feel good on the forearms when you try to dig it out.
19-11, and Goss set to serve for Owen Valley. Goss serves hard. Played well by the Knights, Katie Anderson. Anderson, Lucas hits it hard, back row. Nice play there. Cambry Lucas with the nice volley back and forth. That goes off the defender of Owen Valley, hits the backboard, and the Knights will pick up a point, and Millie Pell will come in to serve the freshman. Two freshmen on this lineup for the Knights, Michaela Barger and Miley Pell. Pell service over, played by Goss. Wow. Up on the net, and a hard kill is Catherine Triddle. Triddle for the Patriots makes it 20-12, and the Knights trail by eight.
I tell you, though, talking about our freshmen, I think it's cool that both freshmen have an upperclassman sister on the team as well.
Yeah.
With Barger and Pell, that's got to be awesome.
Yeah.
Cool for the parents and just cool in general to have that bond on the team, two of them.
Well, here comes Hannah Elliott to serve, 20-12, Patriots. Elliott, nice flat knuckle serve. Lucas digs it out. Anderson sets it, but nothing there as Madeline Koister just has to tip it over. Up on the nets, Richardson, saved by the Knights. Owen Valley volleys back and forth, and Emma Bolt sets it to Lucas. Lucas, nice save there. Over the net by the Patriots. Lucas gets up to where she used to play all the time, and Lucas with her first kill. Lucas limping around, but she gets a kill, and that's her first one of the game.
Good to see that. Pat her stats a little bit as far as the record books go. But, yeah, good to see her back to form there.
Burton set to serve, 20-13, the Knights trail on your Great Dane scoreboard. Tip blocked at the net, but it goes out of bounds. Nice play there by Izzy Horrell, but she tips it out of bounds, and it's 21-13. Jacob, we can't do this without our sponsors, and our sponsors tonight, we can't get through them all quickly at one time, but we can say this. Without you, we can't do this. Morris Manufacturing, Ork Automotive, PDF, Lorenz Service, Timberland Lumber Company. Owen Valley set to serve Richardson. Serves it up. The Knights volley it back and forth. Lucas on the net. Hits it deep, and it's saved by the Patriots. Tipped up and out. That's going to be point Owen Valley. Tipped off of Izzy Horrell. 22-13, Richardson with a nice hard serve for the Patriots. This time it's going to be played by the Knights. Camry Lucas hits it up and over. I don't think they expected that, as Destiny Burns dug that one out. And Lucas just hit it back over for the point for the Knights. And Lucas is going to come out limping. Serving for the Knights is Izzy Horrell. Played well by the Patriots, and Goss going to kill it. Goss with another kill. 23-14, no answer for the senior in Allison Goss.
Yeah, Goss has hit the decade mark of kills so far tonight with her 10th.
And the serve's over, and Destiny Burns digs it out. Lucas just gets it back over the net, and the Knights come in. Lucas dives and can't save that one. And it's 24-14, Lady Patriots.
Set point right now. I know it's a 10-point deficit, but I want to see some fight from this Northview team. They're nitty-gritty. They're gonna make them work for it here.
Burns digs it out and set up for Lucas. Lucas tips it back row, and
perfectly
it's nice
placed.
Save there by the Patriots. They just get it over the net. Lucas dives for a save. And it's going to be hit, and that's going to be a kill for Madeline Koistra. And the Knights will be up 24-15. They trail on the Great Dane scoreboard.
Koistra leading for the kills for the Knights. That's her fourth.
And service is over by Madeline. Point, ace for Koistra. 24-16, Northview. Come on, Lady Knights. Serves up and over, and it's dug out by the Patriots. Patriots set up Goss, but a nice save there by Burns to dig that one out. Lucas gets it into the net. Air by Lucas. And that's it. 25-16, the Knights fall in game number two. We'll take a commercial break. We'll be back. You're listening to Northview Volleyball on WAMB.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself.
Okay,
Timberland,
I can go home early.
Construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects. So stop by and see us today.
Process Development and Fabrication in Brazil wants to congratulate Northview Athletics on a phenomenal 2018-19 sports season. Whether you need a small piece of equipment for inspection purposes, a 900-foot assembly line, or even an entire plant design and layout, there is no project that is too small or too large for PDF Inc. to handle. They are building for the world.
PDF Inc. is always interested in creative, dependable people. If that sounds like you, visit pdfinc.com/careers to send in your resume.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Owen Valley as the Northview Knights trail 2-0. Jacob, not exactly what Knights fans wanted to see, but we kind of thought going into this, you know, Northview lost 3-0 to Owen Valley in the regular season, and with sectional hopes on the line. What do you think so far of the play out of Allison Goss?
She's a stud. She's coming out. I mean, she's doing exactly what Cambry would have done if she was for full health, but the bottom line is she's not here. She's not her full self. Northview knows that. I guarantee you they've been practicing for that all week. But I look to see them come out with some fight. You know, you got two decisions. First one is you can fold and just think that you're done, or you can come out with some fight, throw the first punch, and tell Owen Valley that, hey, you know, we're still in this thing, because there's a reason it's best of five. It's not best of, not best of three. So Northview's going to come out to look to make a statement here to keep it going and keep the season alive. And like I said before, I see them come out with some fire here.
Well, tonight's sponsors, in-game sponsors, Riddell National Bank, you're not a number, you're our neighbor. Park County RMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. U.S. Lawns, located 1309 North Fruit Ridge in Terre Haute. Great Dane Trailers, join Great Dane's team today. Apply for new career at greatdane.com. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer, Brazil, call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, it's Timberland. Lorenz Service, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit lorenzservice.com for more information. PDF, Process Development Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil and proud to be a part of our community. York Automotive, for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram. Located on Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. Morris Manufacturing of Brazil, we're hiring. Apply now at Morris Manufacturing, located at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. That's Morris Manufacturing. Well, here we go, third set. Let's hope it's not the final set for the Knights. Got a little change going on here as Cambry Lucas takes off the Librero jersey, and she will put on her 14-game jersey. So Cambry Lucas changes to 14, and Katie Anderson will be the Librero.
Looking to get Lucas in her natural habitat here.
Yep. Service up. Oh, my goodness. What a kill by Goss.
Speaking of natural habitat, Ooh. There she goes again.
Goss on the front row, Ooh. And she put that one up. Second hit, Dang. And it was down hard as the Patriots lead 1-0.
I'd like to get a radar gun in here with some of these spikes that these girls are doing. It's amazing how hard they can hit that darn ball.
Hannah Patterson with service. Played up by Lucas. Lucas just gets it over the net, and Goss tries it again, but it's saved by Lucas. Volleyed back and forth between the Patriots and the Knights, and that's hit out of bounds. That was hit by Paige Hamilton. A nice play there by the Knights as it goes out of bounds, and Destiny Burns will have service for your Lady Knights. 1-1. We got to win this one.
Yeah,
do or die.
Definitely. I say put the pressure on them. I know in the first set we had sort of a lead, but keep putting it on them here.
Burns' serve played by the Knights, and Goss hits it into the net. That's an error by Goss as she just mishit that one. First time she's done that tonight. It's 2-1 Knights lead.
Yeah, I got to take advantage of that if you're Northview, because like you said, first time that's happened tonight. It's not going to happen very often, so I got to take advantage.
Burns hits a nice service ace by Burns. 3-1 Knights on your Great Dane scoreboard. The Knights trail 2-0. Do or die. The season on the line for the Lady Knights. Sectional 26 here for the IHSA volleyball. Winner to play Brownstown Saturday at 1. Burns serve, hit over, and up is Goss, and it's blocked by the Knights. Into the net, Goss saves it, Lucas sets it, and up, and nice play there by Owen Valley to block that one. Goss again, she just kills it right into Burns' chin. Burns had no reaction there as that hits right off her chin. And it's 3-2, Patriots trail with the serve.
Yeah, hard to have reaction when you got a ball coming at you probably 100 miles an hour.
Emma Bolt, jump serve over the net, played by the Knights. Lucas sets it high, and it's hit over the net by Katie Anderson. Set up and blocked almost by the Knights, but it's tipped off and hits the floor, and that's going to be a point for Owen Valley as Hannah Patterson picks up the point. Serves over and played by the Knights. Lucas sets it and hit hard, and that's going to be a kill by Madeline Koistra. 4-3 Northview leads.
Kill number five there by the senior.
Seniors for the Knights. You got a couple, three of them. Madeline Koistra, Mackenzie Barger, Cambry Lucas, and Izzy Horrell. Hopefully not playing in their last game. Set, and Richardson with the kill, but it's dug by the Knights. And she's over the line. Air by the Knights, and it'll be 4-4.
Good effort there, though, by Pell to try to at least keep it alive right there.
Yeah. So serving up for this Owen Valley Patriots is the hot hand of Allison Goss. Goss, a senior. 5'10", she looks like she's 7 foot when she's standing at that net.
Oh, yeah. And when she gets up off of this springy court of Owen Valley's.
Nice hard serve, and that's an ace. Oh! Oh, they called it out. That was in. Line judge missed that one. She ain't changing her call, but yay, we got one back.
Hey, that could be a momentum spark right there for the Knights.
And we're going to have a – what are we doing here? We're going to sub in for service. Giving them a chance to think that one over. Ten coming in. That is Natalie Bell. Junior coming in to serve. The Knights lead 5-4 on a questionable call, but we'll take it.
Yes, we will. The refs are human just like we are. They make mistakes and went for the Knights' advantage in that time.
Cambry Lucas sets it up for the Knights, and that's tipped over the net, saved by the Patriots. And here comes Goss. Goss hits it hard, and you almost, that's kill again, even though it was from the second row. She's so fire up on the net. Put that one down, and that's going to be a point for the Patriots, 5-5, and service. Service ace, but saved. Wow, what a play by the Knights. She dug that out. I had her with an ace, but oh, my goodness. What a kill there by number five, Catherine Triddle.
Kill number Triddle. Five for number five there, Triddle.
Now we got up on. Now we got Miss Garrison, the Coach Garrison up arguing that call. I don't know what it was she was arguing, but.
I don't know if this is illegal or not, but it looked like Triddle had her hand over the net
as long as she doesn't make contact.
It looked like she made contact, too, so that's probably what Garrison was arguing about.
Ace there by Goss, and that makes it 7-5. Goss so far has been the leading role for the Patriots, and the Knights don't have an answer. Serves up and over, and Lucas sets it, and it's going to be hit hard, and that's out of bounds. That was Mackenzie Barger hitting it too hard and too long for the Knights, and it's 8-5 Patriots, and Hannah Elliott will serve. Tonight's scoreboard sponsor, Great Dane Trailers. Great Dane Trailers, the Knights trail 2-0 here. Win or go home. 8-5, and Patriots are serving. That's an ace. Hit hard by Hannah Elliott. Misplayed there by Destiny Burns, and it's 9-5 Patriots.
Yeah, she put that right where she needed to, right on the right corner of the inbound line. That was a good service right there.
Up, hard, hit to the middle. Lucas sets it, and here comes the Knights. Oh, out of bounds, over the line. Point Knights. Point there for the Knights. That was Madeline Koistra hitting it over. But Owen Valley's number 19, that's Christian Richardson, steps over the line trying to save that one. As Lucas will have service, trailing 9-6 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Lucas hits it hard, and that's going to be an ace by Lucas. Nice job there by Cambry Lucas. Not her traditional jump serve. She's place serving because of that ankle.
Definitely the more conservative route for sure, but you got to do what you got
to
do.
Hits it to the middle, played by Goss. Richardson tips it over, played by the Knights. Lucas hits it, sets it high. Uh-oh, here we go. Richardson. Oh, nice kill by Richardson. Hit right back in her face, but they're going to call a line or a net violation by Catherine Triddle. And the Knights are rattling back. 9-8, they trail. Lucas remains serving.
Yeah, every set's been like this so far, Brad. It's been tooth and nail up into the 10-point mark, and then it seems like it kind of teeter-totters.
Yep.
So let's see if we can keep it going here.
And you got a kill there by the Patriots, Catherine Triddle. And the Patriots first to 10, and it's 10-8. Richardson sets to serve for the Lady Patriots. Lucas sets it. Here comes a nice, easy tip over by Koister. Koister sets it this time to Lucas. Lucas to Koister. Koister hits it hard and got a kill for Koister.
Kill number 6 for Maddie right there, leading the Northview Knights in that category.
Madeline Koister, a senior. Dug that one out. Set by Lucas. Used to be the other way around. So the Knights have service. Played by Goss. Goss sets it up. Just tipped over by the Patriots. Lucas volleys back and forth for Northview. And again, Lucas sets it up. And here comes Koistra. Koistra gets the point. Gets off the net. And that's Point Northview, 10-10. No quit here, ladies. We got a rally.
That's right.
Serves up and over, played by the Patriots. Triddle hits it over softly. Lucas for the Knights. Nice block there at the net by Koistra. Lucas sets it. Here comes Koistra. Koistra up, hits it hard, and it's out. Was not tipped. Hit out of bounds by Koistra, 11-10, Owen Valley. Subbing in to serve for Owen Valley will be number 7. That's Haley Frank. And, boy, she rattled off about 8 or 9 points there in that first game.
Yep.
Hits it hard and short. Dug out by the Knights. Lucas sets it up. Koistra hits it over. Played by the Patriots. And Goss just kills another one and hits that one right in the face of the Knights, number 2. That's Katie Anderson, the junior. Katie had no time there to react besides protect herself.
Yep.
Frank with the serve. Nice low ace for Frank. Girl's dangerous behind the service line, Jacob.
Yeah, I think she's literally getting that ball about a centimeter over the net, and I guarantee you that's hard to read on the opposing side.
And it's short or long from the same trajectory. Like there, hits back middle, saved by Lucas, and mishit by the Knights. That's going to be an error. 14-10. Knights trail. Frank serving.
This is exactly what happened in set number 1. It was about a 10-10 game, and then Frank comes in. And
I think she had 7 or 8 in a row.
Yep.
Koistra hits it hard for the Knights, played by the Patriots. Here's another set, and it's going to be just tipped over, and a nice block of the net by Clark. Clark with another block, but it's out of bounds. Nice play there by Siddeley Clark. 2 blocks in a row. The first one was played back by Goss, but the second one goes out of bounds. Another point by Frank, and Frank hits that one deep. Lucas sets it up, but it goes over the net. Here comes the set. Dug out by the Knights. Clark saves it for Lucas. Lucas gets it over the net. And neither team getting a play set up. This time we're going to get a kill attempt by Koistra, and it's dug out well by Frank. Hit over by the Patriots, and the Knights have a chance to set up a play. Here comes Koistra again. Blocked at the net by Goss. Goss with another block, and it's 16-10. We got a timeout, Northview. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Northview Volleyball on WAMB.
We hate to use this 4-letter word on the radio, but we must. Are you ready for snow? Does your business have a plan in place to combat old man winter? Slips, trips, and falls can cost you a lot of money, and you could be shouting other four-letter words. Make your parking lot safer by calling the professionals at U.S. Lawns. You'll rest easy every time the snow falls, knowing your lots and walkways are free and clear. Call 812-605-8083 or find us online at uslawns.com.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects, so stop by and see us today.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Owen Valley. The Knights trail 17-10. As we were at break, Goss picks up another kill, and the Knights trail 17-10. Nice service there and return by the Knights, and the Knights with a little tip over there. Was that Siddeley Clark? Who was that, Jacob?
Looks like it was Siddeley Clark.
Siddeley Clark just
been doing a good
the
job
Patriots
around the
there.
Net.
Tip that over and pick up the points, and the Knights will serve, trailing 17-11. Goss set up for a kill, but it's out, and that'll be a point. Knights 17-12. Serving for the Knights is the senior, Madeline Koistra. Madeline being a four-year player for the Knights volleyball team as well. Good save there by Lucas. Tipped up and trying to kick the ball is Katie Anderson, and that's a point error. That's an error against the Knights. Point Owen Valley, and it's 18-12. And the Knights, Jacob, have got to get a stop here.
Yep, now's the time to get something going here. Don't want to wait too long.
Hit over by Maisie Pell. Set and nice kill there. Blocked at the net by. That was blocked at the net and out of bounds by the Knights. Izzy Horrell, but a nice play there by number three for Owen Valley, Paige Hamilton. Hamilton, a junior, and it's 19-12. Serves up and an ace. That's an ace for 14. That's Hannah Patterson. 20-12, and this one here, Jacob, I hate to say it, but it's pretty much going to be over if the Knights can't get a stop here.
Yeah, I tell you what, I got to give props to Coach Garrison. She's still on that sideline. She's clapping away. She's, you know, trying to keep
the
girls motivated. And I know multiple coaches that in a situation like this would sit down, cross their legs, and just give up.
Yep.
And I love to see that Coach Garrison and the Knights are not doing that, because in my opinion, that doesn't breed winners. That breeds people that are going to, you know, be good when the times are good, but they're going to quit when the times are bad. And I love to see the fight.
Service error by the Patriots, and the Knights pick up the point, and serving will be Destiny Burns. And it's hit over by the Knights, and a kill attempt by Goss is hit wide and out of bounds, and the Knights pick up another point. Destiny Burns serving. We've got to get this. We've got to win this game. We can't trail by five or six here.
Yep.
We've got to keep it going. Hit up and over. Lucas with the set, and that's just tipped over by Katie Anderson. Here comes a nice kill attempt by the Patriots, Paige Hamilton. It's hit deep, and that's out. And that's Point Northview, 20-15. Destiny DeBurns with three service points.
There we go, getting something
going. And the Knights trail by five.
Getting
Let's
something
go
going here. Keep
Lady
it going.
Knights. Burns hits it hard. Dug out well by Frank. Set up for Goss. Goss with a kill.
Kill number 16 right there for Goss. She's having herself a good game.
21-15. And Owen Valley will have service. Hit over, saved by the Knights with a nice dig. Lucas sets it up, blocked at the net.
There we go.
Nice block at the net by Goss, but it comes down and hits her teammate. And the Knights pick up the point, 21-16. Service there by Izzy Horrell. Dug by Koistra. Koistra just hits it over the net. Here's a setup for Goss. Goss high up. Another kill. Goss is dynamite. 22-16. Speaking of dynamite, tomorrow night, the North Unites travel to Indian Creek for WIC Championship. We'll be on the air with pregame 7:15.
It's going to be an exciting night, Brad.
Here we go. Goss with the serve. Hits it hard. And blocked at the net. Blocked at the net there by the Knights, and it goes short. 23-16, Goss to serve. Goss with a hard serve.
Good
just tips
there by
the net.
Katie Anderson to stick with that for the dig.
Up by the Knights. Here comes the block at the net. And that's going to be a nice block there for Mackenzie Barger. And we're going to get the point. The Knights trail 23-17 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Natalie Bell comes in to serve for the Knights. Natalie Bell's a junior. And it's do or die. Goss digs it out. Set. And it's a kill for the Patriots. Number five. That's Catherine Triddle. And it's game, set, match right here for the Patriots. It's 24-17. Hannah Elliott set to serve to win this one and wrap up what could be the road to the sectional championship for the Patriots. Serves, dig for the Knights, up, and that's it. Hit over. Catherine Triddle picks up the kill to end this one, and the Lady Knights fall 25-17. We'll be back after this commercial break. We'll talk a little bit about this one, and we'll wrap it up, and we'll be back. You're listening to Northview Volleyball on WAMB.
The leaves are falling and so are the prices at York Chevy Buick on U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil. This month only, we have Silverados up to $11,000 off. And backed by popular demand, sign and drive leases with zero money out of your pocket. Chevy Traxes are as low as $199 per month. Buick Encore's $179 per month. Chevy Colorado Crew Cabs as low as $247 per month. Only at one place, York Chevy Buick, where we're not number one, you are.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
Great doesn't stop. Ready for a new career? Great Dane has immediate openings at our Brazil facility. At Great Dane, we champion the needs of our employees by providing a dynamic environment for growth. Starting pay between $13 and $15 per hour with bonus opportunities and great benefits. After decades of success, Great Dane continues to grow right here in your backyard. Call Great Dane of Brazil, 812-443-4711, or apply online at greatdane.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Owen Valley as the Lady Knights sectional championship dreams end here as the Knights fall 3-0 to the Owen Valley Patriots. Patriots take set 1, 25-14, set 2, 25-16, and set 3, 25-17. Jacob, not exactly what the Knights fans want to see or hear, but we kind of thought coming into this it was going to be an uphill battle for the Lady Knights.
Yeah, I mean, past month or so, the Knights have been facing a lot of adversity. Obviously, it's no secret Camber Lucas is the best player on the team. You know, she's carried the, you know, did her part to, you know, have a good start to the season. And when she got injured, it was pretty evident that, you know, she was a big role player in that. But, you know, you're not always going to have the great seasons. You know, the volleyball
team.
It's
been a great season.
Yeah, well, what they think is great. Yeah. They want to win.
They want to be state finals.
I'm not saying it's not a great season, but I'm talking about, you know, it happens. You know, especially with a team like our volleyball team, team like our baseball team, that, you know, success to them is if you win. And it's not always going to go that way, and that's the thing. And, you know, they're going to bounce back after this. They're going to go. They're going to learn from what's happened. They got a lot of young people coming back for next year, as we talked about. Plenty of a couple freshmen, some sophomores, and some juniors. But you got to tip your caps to the seniors. You know, they've had one heck of a career. You know, they got to play for a state championship, and not very many Northview Knights can say that. Only three sets of Northview Knights athletically can say that, as far as, you know, sports.
Yeah, team sports.
Team sports.
We've had a lot of wrestlers and a lot of cross-country and track people do it, but
yeah, but as far as the team, yep, exactly. So for those seniors, you got to keep your head high, and, you know, for a lot of them, this might not be the end as far as volleyball goes.
Oh, no.
You got to tip your caps to you know, a hard-fought season. And when things didn't go their way, when adversity came, they fought through it and they did their best. And sometimes it just doesn't come up the way that you want it.
Well, tonight the Knights got Cambry Lucas back as she'd been out for an injury, but in a whole different role as she was playing the libero. And you could just tell she was out of her comfort zone and she just wasn't herself. But, hey, she was out there and she fought hard for the Knights. Yeah. Well, tomorrow night we'll be live and on the air as the Northview Knights. I'm sorry, I misspoke earlier. We will be on the air with the pregame at 6:40. They moved the game start time to 7.
Gotcha.
We will be on the air at 6:40 tomorrow night as we will have Northview's WIC Championship against Indian Creek. Indian Creek is a 3A school located down in Trafalgar, Indiana. Jacob and I will make the trek down there as the 6-2 Northview football team looks to take championship reins of the WIC. Well, for the four seniors for the Northview Lady Knights, kudos to a great year, a great career, and great opportunity to represent your Northview Knights. Seniors tonight, Madeline Koistra, Mackenzie Barger, Cambry Lucas, and Izzy Horrell played in their last volleyball game for the Northview Knights. I would imagine all four of those young ladies will go on and play college sports somewhere, as they are all four very athletic. I know we'll see a couple of them in basketball season, and that's just right around the corner. Talking to Coach Keys, they start basketball practice Monday night.
Yeah, it's coming quick. It's you know, this part of the year, it's a very quick turnaround for, you know, football ending, and then basketball's right around the corner. Heck, Thanksgiving's coming up.
Yep.
You know, historically for the boys' side at least, you know, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving's usually the first game, and that's here in, you know, 3 weeks or so.
Yep.
It doesn't seem real, but it's coming fast. As Ferris Bueller once said, life moves pretty fast. You don't stop around and look, you might miss it.
All right, on your Great Dane scoreboard, tonight's fall 0-3 to the Owen Valley Patriots. We wish the Owen Valley Patriots best of luck as they take on Brownstown in a sectional semifinals at 1 p.m. Saturday, October 19th. The winner of that game will take on the winner of South Vermilion and Edgewood for the championship at 7 p.m. That's going to do it for tonight's broadcast, but we couldn't do it without our sponsors. Riddell National Bank, Park County RMC, U.S. Lawns, Great Dane Trailers, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer, Timberland Lumber Company, Lorenz Service, PDF, Process Development Fabrication, York Automotive, and Morris Manufacturing. Well, Jacob, it's been fun. It's been a new experience for you. It's quick.
Yeah.
It's fast-paced. I'm going to get a breather now, take a drink of water, and we'll make the drive back to Clay County. Dennis Porter back in the studio. Thanks for all you do. DLC Media for allowing us to do what we do best, and that's bring you Northview Athletics on Timeless 1130, 106.9, 99.5, and anywhere on the World Wide Web at www.wambradio.com. Don't forget, Friday and Saturday nights, you can listen to Indiana Sports Talk with Bob Lovell from 9:30 to midnight. Bookmark our Facebook, or like us on Facebook, bookmark our webpage, follow us on Twitter. We're Timeless 1130 WAMB. Well, that's going to do it. The Lady Knights season comes to an end as they finish 15-16. As Coach Garrison's got her work cut out for next year, but she's got a lot of returning players. We wish the Lady Knights great success in the offseason, and we'll be back, I'm sure, with sectionals next year. You've been listening to Northview Athletics on WAMB. Be careful, be safe on the drive home. And until next time, God bless.
You've been listening to
Northview. Drive safe, guys, and I'll talk to you tomorrow night.
WAMB. This game has been brought to you by Great Dane Trailers.
Okay,
of Brazil.
No problem.
Join their team today. Apply for your new career at GreatDane.com. Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Morris Manufacturing. Join their team today. Apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Darla Campbell, Hometown Realty. For more information, visit HometownBrokers.com. Lynn's Pharmacy, 22 West National Avenue in Brazil. Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you're our neighbor. Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. U.S. Lawns, located at 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Lorenz Service, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information. PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil and proud to be a part of the community. And by York Automotive, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, located Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are.
1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute.